We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. And part of that is every single Friday, what do we do, Mr. Rose?
We turn it over to our diehards, the people that we love and adore the most, you. Because it's because of you we've been doing this program on every platform, radio, podcast, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, internet, YouTube, social media, it don't matter. But we always come back to our core audience, the people. And it's only right we at least give you one day of the week to express yourself.
Call 9580-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. Friday is all voicemail podcast exclusive for our podcast listeners. Let's listen to the first contributor.
Yo! Yo, first off, medicinal. Hey, yo, Hold on, let me calm down. Hey, man, I had to pause the podcast because I made it on the pod. Medicinal, yo. And I'll say it again. I heard you say it, Jacoby. Marley Simmons, yes, from San Diego, California. And I just had a follow-up. You guys even asked for a follow-up, but I'm just following up because I'm that excited. Does everyone get this excited when they make it on a show? I start calling people from back home, my friends, my family. Oh, hey, man, it's crazy. I made it on Jalen Jacoby. I feel like I'm one of y'all. I need to calm down. I'm driving. I need to relax. But look, man, keep giving the people what they want, man. I have nothing to say. I don't know what to say, honestly. But thank you, Uncle Jalen, the producers, Branch the Ledge, anybody and everybody that put me on the pod, man. I want to cry. Hey, man, shout out to Jalen Jacoby. Keep giving the people what they want. Keep getting them checks, man. Y'all the people.
I got to say something before Please the best do. Host in the game
Please
takes
do.
Over.
No, go ahead.
I just interviewed Ja Rule recently, and this fan just reminded me of something. When I cry, you cry, we cry together.
I love that. I just love his enthusiasm. He leads with medicinal and then has so much passion and power and energy that the medicinal must not have taken effect yet. He had to calm himself down mid-voicemail. He's like, I'm not asking a question. I'm just going to celebrate and be passionate and appreciative. Love that call. Let's go to our next call. Shout out to
him. We love and appreciate you.
Yo, Jalen, Jacoby, this your boy Nino calling from Hopewell, PA. Big question, because I'm out here dating. You know, I'm 27, young. I date a few different ladies. I love the beautiful ones, though. You feel me? So I got a big question. And this is important because I'm trying to figure this out. At what point do you know if you're the food guy or if she's really seriously just trying to go on a bunch of dates? Like, I need to know the difference between being a food guy and actually dating a girl. Hit me up, man. Shout out to Reg the Liz. Shout out to the whole staff. Keep getting them checks. Keep getting money. Stay sexy, fellas.
Big shout to Nino in Virginia. I believe he said being a fooled guy. That's what I believe he said. Because food guy doesn't make no sense.
Right.
I am a food guy, but I think he meant you being a fooled guy or she's going on a lot of dates. Or a food guy? Does someone, oh, like you're providing food.
Free restaurants and dates and taking her out.
If you're a beautiful young lady, perhaps you're just enjoying your time.
Taking her out to eat and spending
enjoying
money.
Enjoying your time out and not really interested romantically in this person.
Right.
Just interested in a nice meal and a nice time and getting a little ego boost. So I would say that you have to proceed with caution. Those would be my three words. Be skeptical. And proceed with caution, but also be open-hearted, because if you're so skeptical of all the opportunities, perhaps the right woman does come along and you're not there to fully embrace it and understand it.
Smile, enjoy life, and don't take every relationship you encounter so serious.
Yeah.
Allow it to become that. So if it's a platonic friend, if it's somebody you're dating, if it's somebody you hope to date, if it's somebody that you have been intimate with or you hope to be intimate with, continue to enjoy yourself. And it just so happens that they're with you. That's how you play it. A lot of times, men in particular feel like if I take her somewhere, she owes me something. If I spend money on her, what am I going to get in return? What you do is allow her to be a part of your fun that you would have if she wasn't around. So
that's a great point, Jalen, because what I'm thinking is, let's imagine that this young woman walks into the situation just looking for a hot meal. You know what I mean? That maybe she's just, maybe she's not even interested romantically, but if it's meant to be, and if you have enough game, you can change that perspective quickly and easily and effectively. If it's meant to be, she might walk in there looking for a meal and she'll walk out looking for love.
I got to tell.
Enough game.
And we need some young ladies calling in too. We need to hear both sides of this.
985-80-JALEN.
Because this works both ways. And that's why I made sure I acknowledged the women. Because men do this too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hit up women, spend time with women that they truly not interested in having a certain type of relationship.
Yeah, or
with,
like, I would love to knock that down.
Correct.
I would love to quote unquote hit that.
Yeah, there's guys that.
And then fast forward two months, they're in love.
Correct.
And she don't like them that
there
much.
There you go. Yeah. There are guys that's thinking, I'm going to go out with her as many times as I have to till I get what I want. Mm-hmm. And so what I would advise both sides to do. One word, communicate.
Communicate.
And let me tell you this secret.
Another word.
If he or she is responding to you, that's called interest.
Jalen, communicate leads to fornicate.
Like that.
Communicate leads to fornicate. Let's listen to the next caller.
What up, though? Jalen and Jacoby. Shout out Reg the Ledge. Please get this question on the show. I got a great, great question from Mr. Rose. Also 6:16 in the morning on my grind at work. It's like Jacoby and Jalen said, hey, successful people get more things done before 10 a.m. than most people do in a day. That's what I'm doing. But anyway, Mr. Rose, can you please give us a movie plot summary to Belly? We need to know. The people need to know. Now, I know Jacoby's going to be like, oh, this is going to be easy for him because he's probably watched that movie like 100 times. I don't care. I want to hear your take. What is the plot summary to the movie Belly starring DMX, rest in peace, and the Illmatic God, Nas? Love to hear it, please. I need this laugh. Anyway, love what y'all do, but listen, since the Jalen Rose Report days, keep giving the people what they want. Keep getting them checks.
I love our people so very much. My brother David Jacoby's getting some updates about what's happening across the country, so I'll take this one.
Of course. He wants you to explain a movie plot.
So first off,
see, one thing I know about this is recall is not Jalen's strongest suit. You know what I mean? And also, I've been to many films with one Jalen Anthony Rose. Consciousness during a movie, not a strong point either. So this is a true test for Mr. Rose. Explain the movie plot to Belly.
And also, under every circumstance, there are certain movies that have been grandfathered into my life that when you say I've seen them 100 times, I think you probably meant when it first came out. Like, I've probably seen it 500 times, just to make sure we're on the same page. So much so that Nas' character was called Sincere. I was like, I need to name my son that.
That's a good one. You got to have Jalen Jr. first. I'm calling Jalen.
I love that. Love that. And so
Sincere is a good name.
That's cold. 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 And Lennox wanted DMX to go on a big vacation. And so here's the basic plot. It was a rub between two brothers in theory, DMX and Nas's characters, who were on the block and hustling. And one of them, like it happens so very often, decides, I want to change my life.
Go clean.
And T-Boz's character, shout to her.
That was Nas Sincere.
Absolutely. She was a great mate in encouraging him to give up the street life. While DMX's character,
Buns,
also lived with his wifey, had another shorty on the side.
Come on, Buns.
And one of the favorite scenes in that movie is when he was in the shower and wifey was going through his phone.
Mm.
And X came out of the shower naked. And they not only kissed and made up, but it was hot sex on the platter.
The heavy D?
Yeah. No, that was a Tribe Called Quest.
That's Tribe Called Quest. That's right.
And so it was the rub of how are we going to make money to take care of our families? And one of my other favorite scenes is when DMX and Nas are in the car and he finally tells X that he wanted to go to Africa and give up the street life.
Yes, he wants to go to Africa.
Yes, yes.
Something that Nas, his consistent theme through Nas' music as well.
Yes, yes. Well said. Yes. Well said. Well said. And I like when he was telling him, Shorty can't eat no books, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hustle forever, basically.
Yep.
And so Lennox, in order to give them the goods, wanted them to go overseas to go kill one of his enemies. DMX got on the plane. He wouldn't handle that. He came back. He had to work and all of that good stuff. The work was at the house. Wifey was at the house. Cops raid the house, like in a movie.
Oh, no.
DMX needs to go to the payphone.
Actually a movie.
Yeah. DMX goes to the payphone. He realizes that he needs to hit the road before he gets hit. He gives Nas the vehicle. He tells Nas, make sure that da-da-da, you hold it down for me, whatever, whatever, whatever. But I have to also interject our brother, Takal, Method Man, who was also in the movie.
See, I don't think dude was ready for a scene-by-scene.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I like when he went to Nebraska.
Oh, you in Nebraska?
No question. You know what I'm saying? I love that. See, I love all of that. I love all of that.
When I saw that, I was like, Method Man can really act.
Yes.
I was like, he can really act.
Yes, indeed. And I like how the homies in Nebraska did not like no New Yorker coming there to hustle.
The whole thing is directed by Hype Williams, so the
love
whole
Hype.
Thing is just like visually crazy.
Yes.
Every frame is like a Picasso painting.
Yes, yes. I love that movie. It's one of the classics. The soundtrack was classic.
Mm-hmm. Back when soundtracks really mattered.
No doubt, with Ja Rule and X. This is during the time where people thought that Ja Rule, DMX, and Jay was going to do an album. Because the three songs that they did, It's Murder and a couple of more, those is classics. And so, again, thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. I'm going to watch Belly again. For the 501st time. this weekend.
We got time for one more call. Thank you so much, everybody that called in. 985-80-JALEN is how you contribute. Jalen Rose, thank you so much for that detailed breakdown of the plot of Belly. If he would have asked me, I would have been like, I don't know, it looked good. They went to a strip club at some point and Nas is in it. I don't know. Time for one more voicemail. 985-80-JALEN is the number to call. We take voicemails every day, so make sure you leave them for us over the weekend. What's the last voicemail?
Yo, what up, though? This is Tristan, fellow J&J alum. Shout out to Reg, and shout out to Killer Cam, and shout out to the whole J&J staff. This question is for Jalen. Your hairline has an impeccable legacy, but would you risk that impeccable legacy if it meant winning an NCAA title with Michigan or an NBA championship? If no, how many titles would it take? Keep getting them checks. And yep, medicinal.
Shout out to Tristan.
What up, though, Tristan? Appreciate the call. Thank you for the love.
Spent many mornings working hard for Jalen and Jacoby behind the scenes.
No doubt.
Appreciate that so much. So would you trade your pristine legacy for an NCAA or an NBA championship?
So a couple of things. I want the J&J family not only to check out this week's episode.
Trading the hairline.
Yeah, I heard him. I wrote it down. I want the J&J family to do a couple of things. Make sure you check out this week's Renaissance Man with Tashina Arnold.
Great.
Talk to her about breaking through the industry as a lead character on Martin, which is a classic that was staged in Detroit. And now in their, I believe, fifth season with my brother Cedric the Entertainer on The Neighborhood. Also, this Sunday, 8 p.m., I will be appearing with Constance Wu on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. You seem pretty confident about your performance, my guy.
Shout to Mayim Bialik.
Sunday Night Football is good, too. I'm going to tape that one. I can't lie.
Yeah, it's going against
It's going against Ravens, Bengals. You're going to pull in that female audience, though, with that hairline that Tristan's talking about.
Yes, indeed. So let me answer your question, Tristan. Under this premise that you asked the question, I didn't have to sacrifice anything in theory. Because in college, I wore a bald head. So, of course, I was willing to sacrifice the hairline because I didn't even rock it. When I got to college, I was wearing a half moon Caesar or I wore a part down the middle of my head like Larry Johnson or Kenny Anderson. That's what I was doing. When I became a member of the Fab Five, it was all baldies, everything. So I did sacrifice it. In the league, I played for so many teams, I didn't have a traveling barber, so therefore I started to wear a headband.
Jalen, you're not getting to the core of the question.
I'm going there. So the core of the question would mean if I could look back in the rearview mirror and have a championship ring right now versus being 49 with real hair on my head and an actual hairline.
Full Drexler and championship ring.
I don't want the brains blown out. I don't want a Sherman Hemsley. I don't want a Clyde Drexler. I don't need a ring. I buy rings. I get on my Drake.
So how many rings would it take? Tristan's asked a follow-up question. How many rings would it take? You're going full Drexler.
Three
rings, full Drexler.
Three rings I'm doing.
Three rings, full Drexler. There is your answer, Tristan. Thank you so much for all the time and effort, energy that you put in to make Jalen and Jacoby.
Thank you, Tristan.
Every single person that has ever worked on Jalen and Jacoby, whether it's for 11 years or for 11 days,
we got the best staff in the game.
Thank you so much. We will be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen? Oh, hold on. Got to talk about this week's mayhem moment. There's only one thing that's happened this week that was the mayhem moment of the week. That's clearly Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole in the face and then following up with a little ground and pound before he was separated by the staff. This mayhem moment is brought to you by Allstate. Protect yourself from mayhem and save money by switching to Allstate. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony?
We're not done. We are not done.